Good morning, everybody. Just a reminder that Mincha is at 8:15. Anybody who's able to join us really helps support the minyan, as so many people are away enjoying their summer vacation. The next Mishnah deals with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai querying his five elite students, Rabbi Lazar ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanan, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Nisano, in the following manner. Amar lahem tzu ru'u ezo hi derech tova sheyidbak ba ha'adam. So this will be reminiscent, anachronistically so, of the first Mishnah in the Perek, when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, of course, came after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai by three generations. So he asked the question, Ezo hi derech yeshara sheyavor lo ha'adam. What's a straight path that a person should choose? And he answered something, as you'll recall, which is tiferes lo sev, tiferes lo min ha'adam. Something which is a balance of good for the person, speaks to that person's strengths, but also good for society. Can't just be that a person is acting and choosing in a selfish manner. So this is a little bit of a different question. Similar, but different. So Rabbeinu Yonah has a very important insight into what this question really means in contrast to the first Mishnah of the Perek. He says, you know, there are all kinds of good midos, good characteristics in the world that a person would want to have. But, you know, there's some things that you can sort of go to at all times, because that's going to, you know, sort of steer you through all of life's stormy waters. It's sort of a credo or an ethos that you fall back on, especially when you're, you know, at a loss, you're at a kind of a crossroads. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was trying to, you know, figure out from his students. And we spoke about how he recognized his students were different. So he's interested in hearing, you know, what they thought that was. Sheyidbak bahadam, that you should cleave to, you know, especially during times when you might find yourself uncertain. So Rabbi Eliezer, and we'll only talk about Rabbi Eliezer today, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ayin Tova. So he said, you know, he thinks that the most important characteristic to have in all situations is an Ayin Tova. Now, an Ayin Tova, you look in the Rambam here, what it seems to mean is a person who's not greedy, he's not avaricious, he's not trying to constantly build up wealth. And it sort of relates back to the Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Ezoi Asher Asameach Bechalko. That a person who's wealthy is somebody who's happy with what he has. So that's one interpretation of Ayin Tova. But if you look later on in the fifth parak, it says that Ayin Tova is affiliated with Avraham Avinu, along with the qualities of Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shefala, among the humility and a person who's not greedy in a material sense. So that means that Ayin Tova might be something a little bit different, in which case Ayin Tova it might mean a certain generosity of spirit. That there's always, you know, two ways you could look at things in life. You know, the cup is half empty or the cup is half full. And Rabbi Eliezer is saying is that, you know, it's really important to have a perspective of the cup being half full instead of the cup being, you know, half empty, because, you know, you're both describing the same situation, but a person will be much better off, you know, mentally and emotionally, psychologically, you know, if they're able to focus on the positive things instead of everything that's missing. And that really applies across, you know, all life situations. The same thing goes, you know, in terms of how we relate to people. You know, you could look at anybody in any room and say, this guy doesn't have X, Y, and Z. Or you could say, but he does have A, B, and C. So it's all a question of perspective. You know, what do you really think in the end depends on, you know, if you're committed, sort of an intentional about taking a positive perspective. Seems like Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was trying to advocate for this idea that in all situations, encounters with all people, you always want to opt for a more optimistic, a more positive point of view, which I think facilitates both, you know, better relationships with that person or that thing, and certainly internally a better state of mental and psychological affairs. So tomorrow, God willing, what we'll do is we'll look through the other four students, you know, what they had to say about the kind of the essential quality of temperament, you know, specifically Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, who's given credit by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as having the best idea of them all.